This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot to glean from this. We're not going to do the phony anger thing because we've kind of been warning everybody that it could get worse or it could just stay the same level of mucky for the rest of the way here, that because it got so bad so early, that it's really, really tough at any point to get it kind of tilted up and just get to a positive place. They played three really decent quarters. Like, we moved the ball. There are a couple touchdowns. That Elijah Moore touchdown in the corner of the end zone was a beautiful thing from Jameis and from Elijah. Great toe tap there. David Njoku had a day. Jerry Jeudy had a day.
Jerry Jeudy was great.
Didn't run the ball. But other than that, like, there were some good defensive moments. Denzel Ward had a day. Interception and the fumble. So, like, there were some. And then the fourth quarter happened where it went punt, touchdown, downs, punt, touchdown, punt. And it was like, oh, so this wind, you basically, you know who this was? You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of if you're like Youngstown State and you go in there and you're on the road in Champaign, Illinois to face the vaulted 6-2 or 6-3 fighting Illini, and you're in there and for three quarters you're even, man, and then eventually the juggernaut that is Illinois football just wakes up and runs away with it. Notice I didn't say this was like Ohio playing Ohio State. I didn't mention, like, oh, man, you're going up against Alabama and you're UAB and you hung in there for three quarters. No. The Saints suck. The Saints are not good.
They're definitely not even Illini worthy of the conversation,
so
if we're being honest about it.
Should I have gone to a MAC team versus, like, a D2 school?
You could have gone, like, Maryland, and I think it would have been the answer.
I was trying to lower the bar that we could describe the level, that the ceiling of a team that you faced.
I mean, they fired their coach 2 weeks ago, Nick.
Yes. And all, if I hear Coach Riz one more time.
Actually, you know what? I love Coach Riz.
All right.
I love Coach Riz.
What was the play, the goofy
when
play?
When Taysom Hill bombed that one deep and his eyes bulged out of his socket, it looked like he was going to legitimately leave his face the entire time the ball was in the air. I loved it. I instantly fell in love with Coach Riz.
He also strikes me as every special teams coach I've ever met.
Ever.
A guy who has no business being a head coach, but you just love him because he's got the gumption. That's where
I would run through a brick wall for Coach Riz. I tell you that right now.
No. I would run through like a marshmallow wall.
I would know I'm being an idiot when I do it, but I would run through a brick wall for Coach Riz.
I'm not going Reagan Maui Owie on this, all right? If there was like a wall made of like slime, like the kid's slime, okay. I'd run through that.
Yeah, that one?
I'd gingerly walk through it. I'm not running through anything. I'm almost 40.
Had a Gruden vibe to him. But I loved him.
No.
I loved him.
That's the thing. Okay, if we're going to say it's not even like Illinois level football, then he's like he's like the old coach. Oh my God, was it Larry Green? Who was the guy who would always say things like, "It's like you got your ass kicked by your grandma." He was like the he was the North Dakota State. That's who you got beat by. You got beat by the Rizzler.
He was very unserious, and I loved every second of it.
The only thing missing yesterday
when Hopkins missed the field goal
was some
It was the PAT. That was great.
The only thing missing was some pre-diabetic, pre-teen kid coming out and hitting him with the old Rizzler look. That's the only way you could have made that loss any more insulting.
Some little kid that looks like he belongs on the Jersey Shore.
And it's so funny that people are debating whether they gave up or not. What's the debate?
There's no debate.
You've got Juan Thornhill, who's like somebody's like not even pressing on the toggle.
Hey, glad to know Juan Thornhill could get his cardio session in for the day.
Remember 2 years ago?
Nice.
Remember 2 years ago? He's like, I'm a Super Bowl champion. I'm bringing the positivity here. I'm bringing it by force. He told Browns fans, we got to up the love there.
Oh, that's right. He got so mad at Browns fans
and
for not having like the energy that he wanted. I mean, oh, man.
2 years later, the Browns have completely defeated his will.
He's a broken human now, isn't he?
He's a broken man.
He is. He's broke.
And here's the thing. He's going to go back to Kansas City next year, and he's going to find his smile like Shawn Michaels circa 1997.
It was such a – he went for a jog in the park on a football field. That's all he did.
And you know what?
Nice day to get a light jog in.
Listen, who knows if he could catch him, right? Let's just play devil's advocate. It's hard to run hard. You got me. I understand. Like, I've tried running hard. That sucks.
It was funny because he
tearing Achilles that way.
I've watched the playback like 75 times. And it's like he's jogging because he feels like the player's out of reach and he's not going to be able to get to him. And then there's like a big pile up. And then that would have been his opportunity to get him. But he was so far back because he was jogging the entire time that he never had a chance. It was just awful on so many levels.
And by the way, Juan, I'm sorry we called you out. It was the whole team in the fourth quarter.
It was a lot of people.
It was okay.
A lot of people we can call out.
It was a lot of business decisions yesterday. And I just thought it was wild that Jed didn't get benched. He was totally hurt. Wink, 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 wink. That he got busted for honestly talking about injuries. It had nothing to do with the business decisions line. Because he had the gall to come out and say they tried to get him to play when he was 70% and he wasn't. Yeah. Just let's distract ourselves from that for a minute. But no, it's not even a debate. Like, there were people on Twitter. This is a serious football organization. They do not give up in games. It's like, then you didn't watch the final quarter. Just tell me that you watched the first three quarters and that you have no context of how that game fell apart. And I'm not even mad because I don't have the bandwidth anymore. When they tell I have learned this. This has been a thing that has helped me age, not gracefully, but age.
You age like Obama in those photos sometimes.
When I came back from Charlotte, I was a sweet young pup.
Yeah.
And now I'm basically Reagan at the end of the second term. Like, I am senile, and it is not going out. He's still got Nancy. Hey, Ronnie.
Is that what we're hanging on to?
That's what we're hoping for.
You did it with such authority. Yeah. You still got Nancy.
Yeah, you did, buddy boy.
Yeah, you do.
Now, but listen, when people tell you who they are and you listen to them, stop being disappointed. The
right.
Browns told you who they were in the Raiders game, in the Commanders game, in the Eagles game, in the Bengals game, in the Chargers game. Some of those were outright ass kickings. Some of those where the game was wide open for two quarters. And every time they got close to a big stop or a big touchdown, they said, I kind of feel like shawarma. They chose anything but winning football, winning habits, winning everything.
We talked about it on Friday. Was it the clip from Chase Daniel? We talked about it on Friday. Yeah. It's like, oh, they have no culture on this team.
Yeah.
Look at all the other coaches. Look at Harbaugh and the Chargers and what he's doing. Sean Payton in Denver. All these places, they have a culture. We don't have a culture. How do you turn around then on Sunday and be flabbergasted that that's the performance that you see? You can't possibly. That's on you if you're surprised at how the fourth quarter went.
It is still a new low, though. Because in those other things, they've at least stayed in the game. I'm going to polish one here for you, okay?
No chance.
In the Raiders game, the Raiders didn't run away with that. So even though you didn't...
Chargers game ran away with
you
it.
Okay, but that was different. That was...
How was it different? They ran away with it.
Because it was a different game that I'm not referencing right now. But most of the games that they've been in with bad teams, you can at least make the case. You can at least... they didn't let up that second touchdown, right? They kept it within seven. You can't even do that here. The second they scored that first touchdown in the fourth quarter, you saw it. And by the way, here's how it's different than the Chargers game. You were coming off the bye, and as healthy as you had been in weeks.
Yeah.
So the whole... Well,
off the bye matters in this equation. Yes, it does. Good coaches win off the bye.
And healthy.
You had 2 weeks. You had 2 weeks to prepare for this. Because, and Taysom Hill got you?
Yeah.
Taysom time? Are you kidding me?
And he also tried to give it back to you.
Yeah, that was a great fourth quarter. The first quarter by him was a display of Taysom Hill that needs to go down. And we didn't just send the whole tape to Canton.
Yeah, like, here's the thing.
The highs and lows, everything in between.
He's the most overrated player in the history of football. Well,
yeah, Sean Payton once gave him $16 million a year.
He's a C-plus player at everything that he does, at best. And everyone's like, I mean, come on. And why? Because once a year, some lame-ass football team that has no heart, no balls, no leadership, no nothing, lets him do that to them. Because, yes, if Taysom Hill, if you just lay down, Taysom Hill will take everything that you have.
Here's how bad it was. In the postgame, Jameis is like, that might be one of the most athletic players the game has. And because of the game he just had, I was like, oh, maybe Jameis is right. Maybe Jameis is right. This 34-year-old white dude, maybe he really is the most athletic dude I've ever seen.
Here's the thing. He just earned another $16 million a year. Because this is what one game against a team with nothing. No, that's not true.
I mean, did you see any of the message boards in the Saints stuff? They're all like, great, we got our two or three games from Taysom that we get all year long.
Yeah. No,
That's one of our two or three. Great.
Saints fans are
They're not
to
even
it.
Happy about it. They're like, I guess we used our one of our three games that we get from him on the...
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Browns?
Do you know who's not hip to it? Saints organization and the rest of football. Because listening to Kenny Albert and Jonathan Vilma...
Talk about a turducken, by the way, when it's a 14-14 game in the third quarter.
Which I could just pour bleach into my ears before... Because I just... That's a pox upon football. They've been on like four calls this year. Is losing football this way not bad enough? I got to hear Jonathan Vilma say... What do you say? Purpose syphilly. He added a sif in the middle of purposefully.
It wasn't that. It was the turducken convo that got me.
That's the one?
I couldn't do it. It's you're tied up at 14-14 in the third quarter. They clearly allotted that time for garbage time. They already thought, right, we'll bring the turducken guy in the third quarter. The game will be out of reach. Like, meaningful things are happening, and they're like, how about that John Madden? How about that turducken?
My favorite thing about it is just any time Jonathan Vilma goes, hey, gave up a touchdown. That's not good.
I mean,
you got a point there, friend. Let me rewind the tape here. I got to think about this one again. I thought it was good they gave up a touchdown, but now that you've said it, I think you've converted me. But no, like that whole game. And here's the thing. You want to hear the weakest ass, like, response to the Browns had zero effort yesterday in that fourth quarter? Because we're going to listen to the Browns head coach today, who was flat out asked about it. Kevin Stefanski, who might be dead man walking if you listen to the postgame. Lyman today was like, it's every other postgame I've ever heard. I've never heard Kevin Stefanski look like he needed a cuddle and a hug.
I thought Lyman said he missed the postgame. Because I agreed with him when he said it, because I also missed the post game, and it's the first post game I've missed all year, because I was just like, I know what's going to happen.
No, it was, I was just like, you're a really good looking, successful
man. I couldn't bring myself to do it.
And this is a new low for you. It's not a new low for us. Come here, Kev. Let the big bear get his paws on you.
Oh, you wanted to give him a hug?
Yeah, just you know what? I'm still firing you, but let me hug you before I fire you. But he was asked today, and you got Shedelled. I got to say, this has been this glow up for Jeff Shedell has been spectacular.
Long time coming.
I mean, you and I have been on the Shedell hive
years.
For a long time.
Years.
I mean, like, people got in on Taylor Swift when she was 14.
Also me.
That's...
Not that way. Not that.
I was going to say.
The music guys.
I let the trap and you took it.
Mercy.
But I was with Shedell in the Shedell hive before he had a mustache. That's how long I've been with Jeff Shedell. And he asked Kevin Stefanski today about the old effort thing in the fourth quarter. Here's how Kevin tried to spin it.
When you were back and watched the film, what did you think of the effort?
Yeah, I thought we didn't play well enough to win is really what I saw.
Did the effort bother you? I know people question that. You give 20 points in the fourth quarter, a couple long runs. Do you have any issues with the effort?
Yeah, I think we got out-executed a couple times where we just didn't do our job in some moments.
One, massive apologies to Scott Petrek, because I absolutely just browned that entire thing. That was Scott Petrek, who's also awesome, who I've also been on since Sunlight. Like, but we'll get to the Shedelling in a moment. But Kevin's best thing is it's just execution. Because you can't say the real part out loud. Oh.
Not that he would anyway.
No, not that he would. But you can hear it in the silence. You can hear it in the way that he just half-acidly attacks. Like, honestly, you should be incensed that somebody asked you about the team's effort. And you can't. You can't, because you know in your heart of hearts, they gave up. Right then and there.
You can't. We got the disappointed. Everyone in the building is disappointed. Now we're 2-9. That's the best we get out of Stefanski in those moments. It's all you're ever going to get.
I mean, they were just, those guys, they're just beside themselves. No, they're at Chili's getting a sampler. They don't care.
I do like those samplers.
Like, I love any sampler. You can,
it's hard to mess up a sampler.
It's easy to. You got to bring the goods. Yeah, right. If there's three things of crap, it's still crap.
I'm going to find something I like. You give me three out of like any combo of like quesadilla, any of the little like chicken wings. I'm gonna find something I like out of the three.
How do I get chicken wings, quesadillas, and mozz sticks all in one?
Yeah, right? I mean, I'm saying. I love a sampler.
Proof there is a God right then and there.
You got it.
And then I listen to Kevin Stefanski's press conference and I'm like, maybe not so much. But no, you know that Kevin offered up the most half-acid, and I'm going to continue to say it that way, half-acid apology, or explanation.
I hope Jonathan Vilma's taking notes of you speaking right now, by the way. You got on him. I hope he's like, I'm gonna send this in a strongly worded email.
I'm dead. Yeah, you got me. Dead to rights there. 216-474-0092. It's half-acid. That's exactly what it is. With Sunday, I do want to throw this out there. With Sunday, the low point for this season for you with the Browns, I think when you just give up at the end of a game, and maybe I think I can put it better when we come back, because but when you give up at the end of the game, that is a new thing. The Browns have given up at the start of the game. They've given up. They've given up in like the final minute of the game. But when they take a whole fourth quarter off, it's a whole new level of suck. We got quick hits coming up at 2:40. Nathan Zagura at 3. We've got Darryl Ryder. I'm sure he's going to be in a great mood at 6. It is a Browns Monday. Want to hear from you guys. Was that the lowest point of the season yesterday? And we will get to the Shedelling next on 92.3 The Fan.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.